This is Local Music Monday on 91.3 WUKY. I'm your host, DeBron Thomas. Every Monday morning during Morning Edition, we feature a different local musician. Over the next 30 minutes, you'll hear more in-depth coverage of the local music scene. In this show, you'll hear expanded interviews along with music, giving you a taste of the best Lexington has to offer. The first musician we will feature tonight is DJ and MC Justin Long. Justin Long is a native of San Diego, California, who moved to Lexington in 2001. Long grew up surrounded by his father's record collection and the stories of his grandfather's days playing guitar for Hank Williams. As a DJ and MC, he performs under the name Just Me. When I spoke to him in October of last year, we talked about his career and his time as a solo act, in addition to his work with the group Scribbling Idiots. He also performs with the band A Tribe Called Lex, that is, for all intents and purposes, a live hip-hop band. While he has a nostalgia for samples, we talked about the difference between playing with a live band and rapping over a pre-recorded track.
Performing with a live band is way better than performing just off of a track. You get to feel the energy of the other people on stage and what they're bringing to the performance. And it's just a much more exciting experience, I think, and a lot more involved. The history of hip-hop, of course, includes a lot of just, you know, a DJ and an MC. And I love that, too. And there's a place for that, and I still do that. But performing with a live band is my preference now. You know what I mean? Once you go to that, you know, it's hard to go back to, you know, I'll just press play on the track there, I'll rap my lyrics. You know, it's a lot more fun performing with a live band. And like you said, I mean, you have some of the fun stuff of going back and listening to what was sampled and stuff like that. I mean, I grew up, like, because of my dad being into so many different kinds of music, that was a lot of times I would hear stuff the first time I heard the song, I would be like, I know what that's from. I love that element of it, but you can still do that with a band too. You know what I mean? You can interpolate instead of sampling.
To clarify, here is the difference between sampling and interpolation. Sampling is frequently used in hip-hop along with other musical genres, and it occurs when an actual clip of an already recorded song is used, either a drum beat or a vocal phrase or melody, and put into a new sound. Interpolation happens when a musician in the studio purposefully plays a riff or different part of a song to incorporate it into a new way, or also it can happen when someone sings a vocal melody with different lyrics. A really good recent example of this would be the line, "Don't Believe Me, Just Watch," from Uptown Funk. That is interpolated from the song All Gold Everything by Trinidad James. In April, Long released a brand new album called Hajime. Here's a song from the album featuring Bianca Spriggs. This is Just Me with Enter Hajime. You're listening to Local Music Monday on 91.3 WUKY.
And since your enemy is here, do you plan to war on them here?
If they war on me.
Hajime.
Gonna say what I gotta say right away. Enemies try to run away, can't hide away. By the way, if you wanna play, then you gotta pay. I done waited too long to put the light away. Hajime look like Jeremiah Johnson mixed with Charles Bronson, and nobody wants him. Nah, but you better not taunt him, cause Hajime do seppuku just to haunt him. Soul blade and cold train, more ways to blow brains. A gold chain, Hajime, whole reign. Power to door shower, wrote the whole book of five rings in 4 hours. And on the four cowards with a swing of the sword. Sun Tzu on the ones and twos when he tours. Bodhidharma about the very moment he was born. And all of God's children sang to the Lord like...
Ha 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 Timbo, no Timbos, more of them J's than you can shake a stick at. Candyman, break my girl off like a Kit Kat. Kick raps, but ain't nothing sweet. Tell Common I'm Common, I come to compete. Wake up, Drake, tell Weezy don't sleep. Tell Yeezy go back to school, it's that deep. Portrait of a martial lord, this is an MC. Tortured by the thought of martyrs on the Vincies. Kinda like Dempsey, mixed with Jack Dempsey. Violent to the challengers, turning them to mincemeat. Yeah, and that's all I gotta say. Samurai and a lie go by Hajime.
He's coming. They say there once lived a Ronin whose skill in battle was so great, his swords never dulled, for they stayed sharp on the bones of his enemies. They say when he fought the great bear of Shikoku, which had been terrorizing the island, they lasted for 3 months, day and night, neither of them resting, until finally the great bear surrendered, knowing the man would never stop. The bear gave him one of his claws as a promise to not return. You may dismiss such tales as children's myths, for it is said he has not been seen in an age, and maybe he never existed at all. Worry not about whether you will ever meet, but whether you are worthy to face him when you do. He has heard of your crimes, your dishonor. So sharpen your blade, O disbelieving challenger, for you may rest assured, his will already be so.
The hip-hop scene in Lexington is something that I've seen to be one of the most well-connected parts of the art scene. When we spoke last year, we talked about one of the epicenters of the hip-hop scene, a music store on Limestone called The Album, owned by hip-hop enthusiast Sammy Ibrahim. At the time, Long had just started a hip-hop open mic called The Foundation, which is held on the third Thursday of every month at The Album. Long explained just how important the shop is to the hip-hop community.
It's the capital of hip-hop in Lexington. It's the center for hip-hop. You know, that's where I met Deacon the Villain. That's where I've been introduced to many fellow artists in the city. So it's not just a center of commerce where, you know, they're selling product there, but also because artists are constantly in and out of there. And it's good, you know, you might come across someone who's a fan. You know, I've been in there several times just hanging out, and, you know, someone will be in there and they'll buy something that's maybe similar to the kind of music I make. And Sammy's going, you know, you should check this out, you know, or you should check this guy's stuff out. So Sammy's, you know, not just someone who owns a business, but he's someone who is helping the scene grow. And hosting the open mic is a big part of that, too, because you're bringing in talent from all over the city and in different backgrounds and giving them exposure to something that's very important to a hip-hop scene. I mean, I've lived in San Diego and Orange County, and I performed all over the country. And there's major cities that don't have a quote-unquote hip-hop shop. Here in town, you can go to someone who's plugged in to hip-hop. And I think that's been huge for Lexington.
Here's another song from the album Hajime. This is Just Me featuring Bianca Spriggs with Koiguchi no Kirikata. You're listening to Local Music Monday on 91.3 WUKY.
Taught the way not to play the game. Most of y'all hope to brawl, can I say the same? No show at the dojo, but I carried out the flame. Bozo going broke, don't be worried about the fame.
harping on the honor while I sharpen my katana. Was in utero when I accomplished nirvana. Took on many students trying to teach them to be prudent. Most of them in truant, now they asking where the crew went. Tell them that they roaming like the Ronin that they are. Know that I've been honing, microphoning up the bar. Growing with the bars, boning in the car. Following the stars, but you won't get very far. Without the fire and water, no more false media to lie to your daughter. Better learn how to cook if she wanna look hotter. The prodigal boxer, welcome back, Aja.
Who you think you're dealing with?
You ain't ready yet. Yeah,
I told you, fools.
Be always on point. Let's
keep it real.
That means lights out, so take the right route.
Who you think you're dealing with?
You ain't ready yet. Yeah,
I told you, fools.
Be always on point.
No,
that means lights out, so take the right route.
Love him or hate him, either clap at the guard or praise and worship, clap at the guard. The violence is domestic, it don't happen abroad, but unfortunately it'll happen abroad. In broad daylight, prey type, don't give a darn. Throw shade, couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. 4 days in the wilderness, built me a farm.
Okay.
Lip up, pimp cup, little John, yeah. And that's the way I'm admired. Broken, broken, smoking by the way I spoke in fire. Haja made poem, make an angel look like Maya. The way I hold a blade, sucker, MC's called Messiah.
Who you think you're dealing with?
You ain't ready yet.
I told you, fools.
Be always on point.
Let's keep it real.
That means lights out, so take the right route.
Who you think you're dealing with?
You ain't ready yet.
I told you, fools.
Be always on point.
No shit.
That means lights out, so take the right route.
The composition of a warrior must consist of the following properties: flame, mud, steel, shadow, silk, mist, stone. These will ensure that when the time comes, he will be prepared to both lose and shed blood, 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 blood.
Justin Long performs as Just Me and can be seen performing with the band Tribe Called Lex in addition to the hip-hop group Scribbling Idiots. Long hosts an open mic at the album on the third Thursday of every month. More information about Long can be found at justme.bandcamp.com or at scribblingidiots.com.
This is Patrick McNeese, and you're listening to Local Music Mondays on WUKY 91.3, Lexington, Kentucky.
The second musician we will feature tonight is Chris Sullivan. Chris Sullivan is a multi-instrumentalist who's been part of the Lexington music scene for over two decades. Before moving to Lexington, Sullivan spent a lot of his childhood growing up in Spain and was taught how to play guitar by a virtuoso flamenco guitarist. When I talked to him in January, we talked about the many different styles of music he plays. Sullivan says his time growing up in Spain, along with the traveling that he's done, has greatly influenced his sound.
It sort of just opened my ears to, like, all kinds of different sounds and different music from all over the place. But, yeah, I went to Cuba once, for example, just to a friend of mine is a great drummer, and she got hooked up with this West African Roomba drum workshop. So I went down there with her for a couple of weeks to Matanzas and tried to glean what I could from that stuff. But, yeah, I think just maybe growing up in Spain really just sort of triggered a curiosity for all kinds of music. Because I know a lot of people that don't really have any interest in international music or sounds. They just sort of like what they hear on classic rock radio or whatever, you know. And that's fine, but there's just so much more out there.
Sullivan released an album towards the end of last year called Western Movies. Here's a song from that album. This is Back on the Road. You're listening to Local Music Mondays on 91.3 WUKY.
Back on the road again. I'm holding the road and going my way back. Hi, I'm James Farley, and you're listening to Local Music Monday on 91.3 WUKY.
Sullivan is probably best known in Lexington as a member of the Big Maracas and the Swells. While he has made recordings with both bands, Western Movies is actually the first recording of his solo material that he has released. On the album, he played all the instruments himself and also engineered it in his own studio. The album was originally meant to be used as a soundtrack for a film, but when that didn't pan out, Sullivan kept recording. Eventually, he had enough material for a full-length album. When we talked about recording, he explained the difference between what he did with his other bands and what was so unique about this project.
Well, I like recording live, too. We did a Swells and a Maracas record in 2008 where I just set up, I have a 16-track tape machine, and we just set that up in this old building that used to be an ice house and just set up and played live and recorded straight to tape. It just sounded, there was no overdubs, nothing, just a live band. I kind of like it. I think it's a pretty good record, you know, with our flaws and everything. Including, you know, it's just what a band sounds like, so it's a document. But I like the process of multi-tracking, too. Bring it back to the Telecaster song. That song is kind of, it's sort of about that very thing. It's sort of dedicated to Les Paul, who invented, among other things, multi-track recording.
Here's another song from the album Western Movies. This is Sullivan's dedication to the late Les Paul. This is Telecaster. You're listening to Local Music Monday on 91.3 WUKY.
Thank you.
Chris Sullivan performs with the Big Maracas, the Swells, and his new solo band, Chris Sullivan's Western Movies. More information can be found on Facebook and at westernmoviesmusic.com. This has been Local Music Mondays, a production of WUKY, University of Kentucky Public Radio. For more information, including past interviews, music, and a podcast of this show, visit the Local Music Mondays page on WUKY.org. My name is DeBron Thomas. Stay tuned for TED Radio Hour, coming up next on 91.3 WUKY.